This week on the Data.io podcast, we go over some of the Black Friday specials and give you our take on some of the things that we're looking out for and some of the things that we want.
However, we have no opinions and no suggestions for how you go about achieving getting these items, or how many awesome karate moves you have to use, or how many old ladies you have to shove out of your way and give them the old elbow to get to. Cannot be held responsible for any injuries.
Yes, this reminds me of the time when our wives went to the Build-A-Bear special day where you can get a bear for whatever the age your child was. And I am glad we were not there.
As am I, because that sounded like nothing but a giant, awful headache for a bear. But, you know, it's all about keeping the kids happy, and that's what Black Friday is all about, too. So join us right now.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are two guys navigating fatherhood in a digital society.
Life supplies the inputs.
And we supply the outputs.
Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Stephen Jondrew, and we're from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
And we are back to a very special holiday edition of the Data.io podcast. Andrew, we did Halloween last time, and now we're, I mean, once the second that Halloween ends, you just get flushed right into the Christmas season.
Yes, we started doing some of our decorations up on November 1st, I think it was, or shortly thereafter.
That's way too early, in my opinion. You gotta give it time to breathe a little bit.
Nah, I think I don't have a problem with it. And we actually celebrated my wife's family and some of our friends' Thanksgiving yesterday from when we're recording this. So,
see, that's appropriate. Thanksgiving is the next natural progression of the holidays. But I don't know. I can't do Christmas too early. We're recording this on the 11th. And now I will say that my wife and I, we ran to Walmart tonight because we have a tree that we put up in our family room. And the one that we have traditionally put up, my aunt gave me, it was a hand-me-down when my wife and I moved into our first house 7 years ago, I think, at this point. And it was old when we got it. And we didn't put it up last year because it is just in a very sad, decrepit state. So we did run to Walmart tonight, and we picked up the most unfortunately cheap tree that was just a small pencil tree that would fit in our family room. I think it was like $25. I'm very curious to see what it's going to look like. My wife is going to set it up while we're recording here, so I'm curious what our ultra cheap, just because we have something down there, Christmas tree that we are adding to our festivities this year. However, we're still going to wait until next weekend to actually like decorate things.
I know we have got one of those cheaper trees, and they tend to not last that long. I think ours lasted maybe 3 years.
Well, you know what? 3 years for $25, though. I mean, I don't know what you pay for yours, but if I can get 3 years out of this one, I'll take that. You know what, though? But that's a good segue, because maybe we should have waited until next Friday, which is the national American holiday of Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Although it tends to actually just begin during Thanksgiving anymore. I don't know that most retailers actually wait for the official clock strikes midnight. Most of them are thrusting right into Black Friday as of 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know. We probably don't want to get into what our opinions are on that necessarily, or if that's right or wrong. I worked in retail for a very long time, so I have mixed opinions on it from when I worked it to now, when I tend to take advantage of it to a certain extent. Go ahead.
Yeah, with some of the stuff, though, with some of these specials, you already have some of the Black Friday specials available now, which is, I think, great when you look at a lot of the online sales. So you can easily get some of your Black Friday shopping done now, because it's the same prices that they're offering.
And that's very true. And I do like that a lot of retailers are beginning to adopt that method. I know Amazon has been doing a lot of like, nothing too crazy at this point, but they're definitely hitting the some of the electronic items pretty early. a lot of the Alexa items are already not significantly cheaper at this point, but they definitely have some specials running right now. If you want to get into smart home stuff and you want to do it, if you want to do it cheap, this is going to be a good year to pick up some smart home devices. Before we jump into like actually talking about what's going to be on special, what our recommendations are, instead of doing a dad moment this week, Andrew, because we were discussing that neither one of us like had like a really good story, unless you have, which is like an ultra one here. Do you have a Black Friday story that you would rather share?
I do not have a Black Friday, but if you do like going out Black Friday shopping, it's kind of hard to figure that out when you have kids. And I know that's kind of our struggle now. My wife and I, we like to not really partake in the specials, but just to go and observe the craziness.
It's like you don't want to actually wrestle in the wrestling match, but you'll go watch Hulk Hogan wrestle at the WWE event is what you're saying. It's kind of like that.
We're looking at trying to find like if our kids can stay overnight with grandparents or how exactly we'd end up working that out right now.
You guys have a lot more options. I know my wife was talking to me about that, I think, yesterday because your wife must have said something to her about going out with you guys. And she kind of chuckled because we're kind of strapped for babysitters at the moment. My mom is usually someone that we would take advantage of, but she has a broken arm, so she can't lift babies. And Lindsay's mom and dad, they both are in management for retail, so they are not necessarily good options either because I'm pretty sure that they're both going to end up working at some point on Friday. So at the moment, I don't know if we're going to have a babysitter, and I'm very hesitant to even think of the thought of taking three children out all night long for Black Friday shopping.
No, definitely would not do that.
So, as we start going into looking at some of our recommendations for deals, what is I know you've scanned through everything. What's the number one item that you sort of have your eyes on this year?
Well, this kind of goes back to our last episode, and I've actually already purchased them, but I see that there is a lot of specials out now with them being on sale. It's called the Tile Trackers. You can put that on anything. It has a little hole where you put it on your keychain. You can like tape it to like a sunglass case if you like lose your sunglasses a lot. And I know you can get a 4-pack with a free Amazon Echo, I believe it was, for $60 on Amazon.
And what's the normal retail price on those?
I am not for sure the retail price of them. I know my wife got these a few years ago as a Christmas gift because she was always losing her sunglasses or keys. And it was like, we spent 3 to 4 minutes finding them every couple days. And I think it was $100 for a 4-pack at that point. So it was like $25 a piece for a tracker.
And that's not bad. And again, to get the Echo Dot included with that, that's a pretty good price. And again, like I said at the beginning of the show, this is definitely the year. If you're ready to dip your feet into smart home tech, this is going to be a good year for you because it seems like pretty much across the board, everybody is pushing, including either an Echo Dot or a Google Home Mini. There's tons of packages this year where you can get one of those devices for free. And if you want to get the big, you know, the big brother version of them, they're very affordable this year as well. So we talked about a lot about this in our home automation month, that one thing to make sure that you're keeping in mind is that once you kind of get locked into an ecosystem, make sure that you do your research and you kind of decide which one that you want to get. I would not recommend picking up a couple different packages of items where you're getting an Echo Dot and you're getting a Google Home Mini and you're getting, I don't know, Facebook is even like, they even have a thing out now, which I don't trust that at all. However, I would just make sure that you're taking that into consideration, that there's a lot of packages with a lot of different ecosystems being thrown at you. Kind of choose a lane and stick to it. Because you don't want to end up with more than one ecosystem in your house. It makes things pretty complicated, and it's a lot of these things don't talk well together as far as the assistant that you choose. One of the items that I am very excited to talk about because it's a smart home item and it's going to be at a shockingly good discount considering how new it is the Google Home Hub, which I was able to get one of these when they first were released. The normal price right now is $150. You are going to be able to get them at Best Buy, it looks like, for $100.
I think most places are having this at $100, I've seen this year.
Target as well is going to have them for $100, which this thing just got released last month. So for them to be discounting at $50 for Black Friday is pretty ridiculous. However, I've been itching for an excuse to get to talk about this thing because my personal experience with it has not been great. My biggest gripe is that this is supposed to be an item that is the center of your smart home. And to me, that screams, I want this thing mounted on my wall. I want it in a convenient spot that I can walk up to it. And if I'm getting ready to go up the stairs, go ahead and control my lights. If I have a kid that's sleeping and don't want to use the voice commands, I wanted that convenience. The UI, the interface on it, is spectacular. It's probably one of the best interfaces I've ever seen on a device like this. I love it. However, since I can't mount it on my wall because it has a real thick base, it's sitting on a shelf in our living room, which means I'm never going to walk up to it and actually get to experience and use the wonderful UI that it has. So it's back to being strictly a voice command item, and it basically offers no advantage at that point over the Google Home standard that I had in the living room at the time. And honestly, the speaker in the Home Hub is garbage, in my opinion. I tend to be a little more picky when it comes to audio stuff. But even my wife, who is not an audiophile in any way, even her first reaction was, that doesn't sound nearly as good as the regular Google Home. And it has less EQ settings, which is weird to me. There's not as much ways to fine-tune the hub as there is the standard Google Home. So this one is definitely kind of on my... For $100, it's probably worth it, because again, the screen on it is gorgeous, the interface is spectacular. If you have a convenient spot where it can kind of be in the center of the room and not be in the way, I guess, it's definitely a good pickup if you already have other Google Homes. However, if you don't have that good central location and you're expecting that this is going to be a device to really tie everything together and really be that central command center, it's not there yet. They could definitely make it better in the future with updates, but they're not going to be able to fix my biggest gripe, which is the fact that I cannot mount this thing on my wall. I don't even care if it would have been a DIY kind of way to pull it off. There's no way to do it because it has this fat honking base on it that makes it impossible to place it flat against something. I think that was a huge oversight on Google's part. And I love my Google product. So it hurts me to have to get a device like this that I was super excited about and then just realize that it's just not what I wanted it to be. But it's $100. So I there's definitely a give or take to it.
Yeah, I haven't actually got to see one of these in person. I have seen and heard about them on different websites and whatnot. But I think they're meant more for like in your kitchen, right next to your coffee maker, pretty much, where you kind of get the rundown of your day. I don't know any other real use case where I would want a screen like that.
See, and like, you know, when you look at the other reviews on it, the other reviews have been overwhelmingly positive, I will say. I definitely think that I'm probably in the minority with my nitpicks. And I agree with you that if you have a kitchen that is designed for that, if you would have wanted to put it by your coffee pot, and that's going to be the one spot you're going to go to every single morning to kind of get your calendar and get your day kind of prepared right there, then that's great. I think if that's how you're going to use it, that's awesome. But I think that the way that they're advertising it is supposed to be this, like, the device that pulls everything together. And it's got really cool gestures. Like, if you want to get to your lights, it's just, like, one swipe, and every single one of your lights that is set up in the Google Home app is right there. That's awesome. I love that. That's what I wanted this to be, was to be a super convenient way that I didn't have to open up an extra app. I didn't have to go into the Hue app or go into the Google Home app on my phone. I just wanted to have it where that's always queued up. Slide it, there it is, slide it back, and it's showing me what's playing on my speakers. And it's showing me you can watch like YouTube videos on it if you wanted to do that. It's just like, it's almost there. It's almost there. And maybe I am just in the vast minority in terms of what I was expecting it to be and how I wanted to use it. But I'm just frustrated that there should have been the option to mount this on a wall, because that's what a lot of these devices are going towards. They make external mounts. If you wanted to take your iPad and you want to mount that on the wall, we were at IKEA yesterday and they have really cool mounts for an iPad. If you had an extra one laying around and you wanted to turn that into your central spot for your smart home, there's definitely the use case for that. And I think that that's what Google was trying to do, but they just really fell short and were very short-sighted, I guess, in terms of how they implemented this.
So it sounds like if you're an early adopter, the $100 price point is probably pretty great for this product, but maybe check out for the second generation. Hopefully they'll fix some of those form factor issues with it.
Yes. Yes. I think for $100, it's definitely worth $100. The technology that's in it is really cool. And like you said, if you know where you're going to put it, you got a good central spot that's not going to be like in the way, but to me that defeats the purpose. It's not supposed to be in the way, but it's supposed to be convenient. So setting it beside the coffee pot where I'm only ever going to go over there in the morning when I'm getting coffee, that defeats the purpose to me, but that's just me. So consider how you're going to use it, consider where you're going to put it. But if you're going to set it on a shelf and you're not going to interact with the UI, I would skip it and pick up one of the deals on the actual Google Home, get the Big Brother, the original one, because the prices for those are going for basically $60 is the average price that I saw those available for.
I thought those were going like the Google Home regular was about $79, I think, is the standard, because I think the list price is like $150.
You are correct. I spoke wrong there. It is $79, and a Target, Best Buy, and Kohl's is all going to have it for $79. $79 for the regular Google Home is an excellent price. And I would go that route. If you're going to stick it on a shelf, or you're going to stick it in the corner or something, go that route, because it sounds 100 times better. And here's another one too. And I don't want to get too far into this, but the Hub has way more issues understanding voice commands. It gets confused more often. And if there's a lot of noise going on, it cannot hear through that noise the way that the other Google Homes can. Even the Mini can do that really well. And this one, if there's a lot of noise going on, it is not going to pick up your voice commands nearly as frequently as the regular Google Home will. Because the Google Home, and I'm sure you've seen it too, kids can be yelling and stuff, and it's not 100%, but I would say it's at least 75%. It's going to be able to hear the command that you issue to it. And with the Home Hub, it's closer to 20% of the time it's going to actually hear through that and get the command that I want it to. So I would say that if you really want that screen, $100 is a good price for it. But if you're on the fence about it, I'd skip it and get the Google Home for $79. That's a great price. And to me, it's a better sounding device. If you're looking for a smart assistant and a speaker, I'd go that route.
Yeah. And looking at our list again, it seems that Google and Amazon are going neck and neck for these smart home assistants. I know the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo Dot, the latest generation, I think it is, are both going for like $25.
Yes, that, and like you brought up earlier, there are bundle packages just out the yin yang this year. Pretty much, Amazon has packages with the Mini where you can get smart lights with it that are not the Philips Hue, but you can get like other smart lights with it and outlets. Amazon is really hitting it hard, because I think Google did such a good job last Christmas of getting the Home Minis into everyone's hands, because last Christmas Target had that deal. How many did we buy? I think we probably bought 7 between the two of us, because I bought some for gifts last year and you did the same thing.
Yeah, they were going for $29, then you got a $10 Target gift card. So they were basically $19 for a Google Home Mini last year.
That is bananas.
I mean, even if you just use it as a Bluetooth speaker, it's better than most $20 Bluetooth speakers out there.
Hands down. The speaker on the Mini is not nearly as good as the regular Home, but for the majority of the population, if you're going to put it in a bedroom or something, it's plenty loud enough. It has a very good sound to it. It's not an audiophile device by any stretch, but it's good enough for most people's uses. Real quick, too, I'll throw this out here. If you're a Spotify Premium member, through November, you can get a free Google Home Mini as well if you go to the website. It's weird that they haven't, like, I wouldn't have even known this had I not seen someone post about it on Reddit, so I was able to go and get one day one and get signed up for it. But if you are a Spotify Premium member, you can go and snag a free Google Home Mini this month.
Yeah, so it sounds like if you're going for one of these, it's almost time to pick your ecosystem, because like you said earlier, you either want to go in with all of the Google Homes or the Amazon Echo line.
Absolutely. And it's a tough decision, because at this point, there's not a feature gap anymore. When Google first came out with the Google Homes, there was a large feature gap between Google and Amazon in terms of third-party support. That feature gap's not there anymore. Google Home has all the support that Amazon has at this point.
And I guess it all comes down to use cases, because another item on my list only will tie in with the Google Home line of products.
And what's that?
Nest Hello, the smart video doorbell.
Oh, yes.
You can get a really good deal at Kohl's this year. I don't know how many of our listeners out there go to Kohl's and take part in the Kohl's Cash special they have. The price here is $180, and then you get $45 in Kohl's Cash.
That's a really good deal.
If you have a reason to use the Kohl's Cash, it's basically coming down to $140.
And that's for the regular Nest Hello. That's the one that you have that we talked about last time. And you said it's super easy to install. The video quality on it looks spectacular from what I saw. Are you still having, like, yes. You've had it for a couple weeks? Are you still on board with that?
Oh, yes. I love that product. I just signed up for the service plan. It's $100 for a year, so a little less than $10 a month for both of my cameras right now.
That's not terrible. That's less than I thought it was going to be.
The one nice feature about it is if someone were to ring the doorbell and you have their face recognized in there, you can have that broadcast through your Google Homes, and it'll say, this person's at your front door.
Creepy, but also super cool. I like that.
Well, it's very helpful in our house, because if my wife and kids are in the basement, they won't probably be able to hear the doorbell. And we have a Google Home in our basement, so they won't really miss anybody if they're coming to the front door.
Very valid point. I like that a lot. I'm definitely, I've been on the fence with these for a while, and I think after you got yours, and I saw how good it looks, and you've had nothing but positive response to it, it's definitely on my list now for snagging a deal on this. I saw, too, Best Buy, and they've not specified what they're going to have, but Best Buy is saying that they're going to have $70 off all of their Nest products, which, again, they didn't specify which ones, but I'm looking at that right now, that they have Nest gear marked down by up to $70, starting on Thanksgiving Day. However, that's very vague, and has not specified which products that it's going to be or how many they're going to have on that. So the Kohl's deal is probably the better one, but if you're already going to Best Buy to snag a TV or something, then you might want to pick that up.
Let me say one more thing about the Nest products, then we'll get on the TVs.
Ahead.
When it comes to Nest, that is like a subsidiary of Google, or it's like one of their partner companies that's all under the same financial umbrella. So the Nest products tie a lot better in with Google Homes. So if you have Nest products already, maybe that's one thing that's locked you into the Google ecosystem.
There you go. I mean, that was really the device that locked me into Google, because we got the Google thermostat, the Nest thermostat, which there's some good deals on those as well. The third gen Nest thermostat, which is the one that you and I have, and we both absolutely adore it. $179. I believe the retail price is about $250 on that. And then they have the...
And they have that same deal at Kohl's for the thermostat as well.
Kohl's, and they are also going to have that at Best Buy outside of that. I mean, that might be that probably is like the $70 off price that they're advertising with that. The Nest Thermostat E, which is the cheaper version. We don't have experience with this, but from what I have seen, it's a plastic case as opposed to the nice metal case that is on the Generation 3. And it's, I don't like the aesthetic of this at all. It looks very cheap. The actual Nest thermostat is a nice, it's a very like quality looking device, I guess. It looks nice hanging on the wall, whereas this looks like a toy hanging on the wall, in my opinion. I don't know what you think about this.
Yeah, it will get you in. If you want a smart thermostat, it has, I believe, all the same functionality as the regular thermostat. It's just made of slightly less quality materials, like you said, plastic. It doesn't really have a glass screen on it. So if you like the aesthetics of that, I would say, yeah, you'd want to get the Generation 3 instead of the Nest Thermostat E.
You don't care about the aesthetic stuff, though, and you just want a nice smart thermostat and you want to kind of dip your toes with it, then the Nest E is the way to go. It's $100. Looks like that is at Target is going to have it for $100. And Dell.com is going to have it for $70 starting on November 21st. So I didn't even know that Dell.com was still a thing, but apparently they're hitting the, they're getting into the spirit of Black Friday as well. So if you're one of those Dell people.
And real quickly about TVs, unless you really need a TV, I would highly suggest you don't get a TV on Black Friday.
Oh God, no.
Because usually they have lesser quality panels put in those TVs because they're made specifically for Black Friday.
Same thing with laptops. A lot of especially the laptops at Walmart is notorious for throwing out there on Black Friday, which I have been a victim of years and years ago. Like you said, these are specific serial numbers designed strictly as a Black Friday device, which means there's zero support if you ever need it. And
I wouldn't say zero support,
not great
but
support. And that's my experience.
They're probably using the LCD or panels that were rejected for their higher quality TVs and just might have, I don't know. It just, none of them really seem like they're that great of a deal.
Well, I guess the thing to consider too is that, and to be honest, I didn't even look at TVs this year because I have had no desire to get into TVs. And if that's something that you're looking for, then you and I even talking about it probably doesn't even mean that a whole lot because you've already done the research. You've already kind of picked out the one that you want.
If you're looking for a budget TV, the TV you'll want to get is a TCL 6 series. They have a 55-inch for $600 is the standard price. That's like the minimal you'll want to get.
The TCL stuff has come up so many times in recently that everybody is loving the TCL stuff, which is shocking because I thought that was a like way deep third party weird offshoot of a brand, but TCL has apparently become very, very legitimate because I've seen reviewers all over the place that has been just heaping love on TCL televisions recently.
I was looking over the deals to see if they had a 6 series on sale this year. They don't. And the 6 series is the one you'll want to get because it has the local area dimming for the different panels. The 55 inch, I believe, has around 90 different zones, and the 65 inch has 120 zones, and that will get you a much better quality picture with your HDR content.
Beautiful. And I know that that's something that is that you know way more about the TV displays than I do. For me, like I guess I still can't justify the idea of getting an HDR television or anything. I'm not even really that sold on 4K because I don't have anything that's going to output 4K. So that's not even that exciting to me, and I don't watch a whole lot of television anymore anyway. So maybe one day, like when the kids start getting older, that's going to be something that I might take more interest in, but I've not followed the TV techs anymore, and it's funny that when I'm talking with you about that, you're throwing this stuff out there that's... It sounds cool, but I don't have anything to take advantage of it, and that's kind of the thing for me that I really don't... I guess I have the Apple TV, that is 4K, so that would look pretty.
Here's what it comes down to. Like, my TV in my living room is on its way of going out because I have a vertical line of pixels that has went out. It drives me crazy. I haven't justified yet buying a new TV, but since I need to buy a new TV, I'm going to get a 4K HDR TV, and the TCL 6 series is the best TV out there for the price. You can get a 4 or 5 series for like $300 for 55 inch. $300-$400 for 55-inch 4K, but it doesn't have the quality of the HDR that you would want from the 6 series.
So where have you seen a special on that particular model anywhere this year?
The 6 series, no, because if there was a special in the 6 series, I would probably be getting
it. You would be out there throwing elbows to get that thing, wouldn't you?
Probably.
like Andrew said, though, a lot of the specials that you see on televisions and on computers for Black Friday... Take some time and do some deep research on them because a lot of times you're going to find that like he mentioned, they're going to be the B squad for a lot of these brands. They're not going to be their pristine devices. They're going to be the ones that they're basically sitting in a warehouse somewhere. And they're just trying to get rid of them, like an excuse to get rid of them for, you know, a little bit of profit and not have to deal with the extra inventory. So I've not personally had a lot of good luck with that kind of stuff in the past as far as Black Friday. Stick with the stuff that you know what you're getting.
What's the next thing you have on your list, Ryan?
The big one for me, and it's big in terms of, I mean, I'm already maxed out on this, but for again, smart home stuff, Philips Hue starter sets. Excellent deals on these. They have $70 off. It brings the price to $120 for the white and color ambience 3-bulb starter kit, which that's the best price that I have ever seen on that for $120. And you're getting 3 of the color bulbs, which the color bulbs in and of themselves cost at least $50 a piece usually. So to get 3 of those, and you're getting the hub, and this package that I'm looking at right here also comes with the 3-way dimmer switch, which that's another $60 device to add into your ecosystem as well. That is a crazy, crazy good deal on that. So Best Buy is going to have those available early on Black Friday. And it looks like you can actually pick it up. What is this saying? As an early Black Friday, you can pick it up right now for $120. $120, so you actually get this one right now. That's crazy.
A lot of these deals, they're already available.
I looked at this one earlier and did not even notice that was an option. You can go pick that up right now. If you want to get into Philips Hue, this is the way to do it. Grab this package. I have color bulbs. I have the 3-way dimmer switch, and I love the dimmer switch. I'm going to be asking my wife to pick up another one of those for me for Christmas this year. We use it in our bedroom, and it's awesome. It's just a little like sticky mount on the wall, and I have it right above our bed. So when we lay down at night, I can push that button. You can program the buttons to do whatever you want. And I have the off button programmed to turn off every light in our house. It is awesome.
Me and my wife are looking at getting some of the color bulbs. Those are going for $40 a piece. I think that might be about the cheapest you'll find, just the single bulb. I'm hopefully looking to find them cheaper. The retail price for those is $50.
That's pretty hefty.
Yeah, you can get them for $40 now.
Is that on Amazon or is that on Best Buy?
Yeah, that's on Amazon.
Okay. Which, I mean, $10 off is $10 off. Don't get me wrong. But if you're looking at getting a couple, just buy another starter kit. Because the one thing that I'm teetering on right now is there is a limit to how many bulbs you can have synced to a single hub. And if you reach that limit, you have to have another hub. So if you already have a pretty expansive Philips Hue system, it would be worth your time to snag 3 more of the color bulbs and get that extra hub so that you at least have a spare when you do max out your system. I am dangerously close to it. I don't remember what the max is, but I know that when I finish my basement and I attach 6 more lights down there, I'm probably going to be at the limit. So this is another one that at least I'm keeping my eye on it, that I might break down and go ahead and snag that just to have the extra color bulbs and the remote. It's a great deal. I would pick this up if you already have a system, and if you're new to it, that's definitely the way to go. Is right there. Some of the other Philips Hue ones are lights I saw. They have the light strips for $60, which
that's the one I'm actually looking forward to get. I might be getting that one because me and my wife are looking at putting like over cabinet lights in our kitchen, and I think that'd be a great solution for that. And I think even Target is offering where you can get it for this $59 and then you would get a $10 Target gift card. So that basically brings it down to $50 at Target.
The regular price on those, I want to say, is about $80 for the light strip. Or is it 90?
Amazon has it listed at 90 for the retail price on those.
I would never pay $90 for it. I got one that was included in a package with something else. I don't remember what. I've had it for like a year and I never even like plugged it in until like somewhat recently, and I'm using it in my office for a little bit of extra light. I like it a lot. It's pretty cool, but I would never in a million years have paid $90 for that. And especially for you guys doing your cabinet lights, because that's probably going to take 2 or 3 strings, and you got to get connectors too. That's one thing to make sure you consider. If you're going to do more than one set together, you have to buy an extra adapter to link them
one
together.
Set goes up to 80 inches.
Yes.
And from what I read, that the total lumens for each like set and base is the same no matter the length of that you have it.
Well, it is, and you can cut it too, which is nice. It has cut points where you can cut the strip. But then once you cut the strip, you have to have the adapter to plug the next line in. So if you're going to do it under cabinets, that's one thing to consider, that you're going to have to make sure that you have places that you can plug in each like set after you cut them.
I still need to figure out like how it's going to be wired and plugged in. But I think that we're looking at just trying to add some extra light to our kitchen.
That would be excellent for that. It would look very cool, too, because they all do the colors. So it would be very, very cool. And I know that if you're not into that yet and you've never seen it, the color bulbs have such awesome practical uses that you would never consider until you have them. And, you know, go back and listen to Home Automation Month if you want some more ideas for that, because we talked about that quite a bit. But I never looking, when I was on the outside looking in, I never would have thought that color bulbs would have been something I would be interested in. But after having them and seeing some of the different ways that you can utilize them, they are very, very nifty.
We have a couple different banks of cabinets, about three of them, and two of them are separated by a window. And I'm like thinking, do I want to try to use the same light strip across both of those or find a way to plug two different light strips in so I can have different colors on each side of the window?
Nice. Yeah, there you go. That would be very cool.
So yeah, we're still trying to figure that out, but I think for $50 for the light strip, that's the best price that I've ever seen these at.
That is an excellent price. You said that's at Target too, correct?
Yeah, you'll end up paying the $60, but then you get the $10 gift card.
That is an excellent price in my opinion as well. It also looks like Target is going to have the Philips Hue 4 bulb white and color ambient starter kit, which is just the bulbs and the hub. And when you purchase that at the regular price, you get a $50 Target gift card as well. So that's pretty cool as well. If you're already going to be at Target and you want to snag a couple devices and get some additional gift cards with it, that's the way to do it.
Well, and I know another tip for how we use these gift cards. Target runs these specials. You buy so many things and then you get like a gift card, like $10, $5, $15 gift card. We've actually saved up a majority of those gift cards and we're going to use those again to buy Christmas presents for our kids. Maybe. So that helps kind of save throughout the year for that.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it. Another little tip too for Target, you can load your gift card on the app now, which I don't know if you guys do the Target app, but I love that. That way you don't got to worry about lugging around extra cards or remember where you put them or losing them and stuff. You can load all of your gift cards that you get onto the Target app, and then they just become part of your digital wallet there that you can use with your Target Red card. So that's another little pro tip there that I've discovered with them.
Well, one last Target tip. Maybe we should get Target as a sponsor. if you get a Target debit card, it's not the same as a credit card. And what it'll do is it'll take the money like directly out of your checking account, and you will still get the $5 gold or red card rewards for that.
Yep.
Where it takes 5% off every transaction.
We have that, and I shudder to think of the amount of money that we've saved using that, because it, like, every time that you make a purchase, it pops up on my phone now and says, "Hey, you've saved up to, you know, $400 and some using your red card." And I'm like, oh, well, that means I spent a whole lot more than that at Target over the years now. But I guess it's cool to see that we've saved like almost $500 or something crazy with it. So that's definitely an extra little pro tip. I think we are going to approach Target, Andrew. What are we doing? We're giving them free promotion for their credit card nonetheless. Well, I guess it's not a credit card, debit card, whatever. We're giving them free promotion though. They need to be paying us for this. What are we doing?
Yeah, because I know their employees get, there's probably some sort of incentive for how many cards they get signed up. But I know a lot of people out there don't like signing up for another credit card, and their debit card is a great solution for that.
All right. So I have one more item that I want to throw out there. Go ahead. Do you have another one that you want to do?
I do have one more.
Go for it.
We had one of our early episodes was about playing video games. And I know with five kids now, I play zero video games. But there's this special from many different places I've seen. I think Best Buy and Target are probably the two main, where you can get a PlayStation 4 with a new Spider-Man game for $200.
Which, that Spider-Man game, I have heard everyone on the Go on a Geek network that has the PS4 has the Spider-Man game, and apparently it is spectacular from what I've heard. So go buy yourself something nice. That's my cynical outlook on that. So the last device that I'm going to throw out there is the Chamberlain MyQ garage door hub. We talked about this in Home Automation Month. There's two versions of this, just to make sure that you're aware of which one this is. There is the one that Andrew talked about, which is built in to a garage door opener. It's like it's an all-in-one device. There's no external device. That's not what this is. The one that I'm talking about here that is on sale for $60 through Best Buy, this is, if you have a dumb garage door opener and you want to make it smart, This is a little box that you mount beside your garage door opener in your garage, and you link it up to your Wi-Fi, and then you can open and close your garage door and get status alerts from if it's open or closed remotely from your cell phone. It does sync up with Google Home. It costs $1 a month to sync it up to Google Home, which is real dumb. I just paid $10 to get it for the year. It's weird, though, because I know that there are other services like this, and maybe you had heard of this, Andrew. You don't talk to it directly, so I wouldn't say, like, okay, Google, open my garage door, because it tells you, oh, I can't do that. You have to say, okay, Google, I want to talk to my Q, and then it brings up a new, like, assistant kind of thing that will then actually open, like, you. Then you can ask that assistant to open your garage door. It's weird. It's a little cumbersome. I don't really like that they charge anything to do that, because you can't even open your door that way. You can't open your door with voice commands, which makes sense, because you wouldn't want somebody like creeping up on your window and like yelling loudly into your window to like try to trigger it or something. I get the security issue there, but it's weird that they charge you anything to close your garage door, I guess, by voice commands, and that it's not like kind of natively built in with Google. But it's $60. The regular price is $100. I actually got this as a gift last year for Christmas. And I like the device. You can definitely go back and listen to my review of that in our June Home Automation Month series. It's kind of hit or miss. I will say that now that I've had it for an entire year, the times that I've had misses with it have been very few and far between. We're talking like there's probably been four or five times where it kind of geeked out and did something it wasn't quite supposed to, or gave me a status update that ended up not being true. It's pretty universal too. I don't think that there's, unless you have a very, very old garage door opener, chances are that it's going to be compatible with this.
I'll say that was kind of my case. I had a very old garage door opener, so I just went ahead and bought a whole new garage door opener. And I love just having that functionality of being able to check my phone and to see if the door is open or closed. I mean, that right there was worth it for me to have that added functionality, because my garage door can't talk to the Google Home or any of those assistants. So just being able to check into my phone is great.
I love it too. I absolutely do. And I mean, if you have an older garage door opener or anyway that is you're already looking at replacing, you might as well go ahead and make sure you replace it with one that has this added functionality, because they're not even that much more expensive. I want to say probably retail price is $60 or $70 more for that to be built in, which is, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. But if you have a somewhat newer one and you don't want to buy a new one, a whole new opener system, then go ahead and snag one of these hubs. Very cool. Best Buy's gone for $60, and definitely gets the Dad.io approval from both of us on that. So I know there's we could go on and on. There's tons of devices that are out there, and there's tons of cool tech that is going to be available on special on Black Friday and then Cyber Monday, which Cyber Monday is I don't see a lot of specials with that anymore, because I think, like you said, most retailers are just rolling out those cyber deals throughout the month.
And yeah, it's not really and a big thing. I think Cyber Monday originally originated many years ago when people would go into work on the following Monday after the holiday because they didn't have internet at home and would just sit at work all day buying stuff online at work.
Which, that's what everybody's going to be doing anyway. Like, come on. You're telling me that if you have an office job, you're not going to be snoozing and cruising on Amazon all day that weekend or that the week after? Come on. Everybody knows it's going on. He's got to accept it. That loss in productivity that we see in the American workplace during the Christmas season. It's part of the festivities these days.
Yeah, but I think instead of like really Cyber Monday, it's like Cyber November.
It really is. And that's cool though, because again, like that spreads out those deals, gives you a better opportunity to find, you know, stuff from different retailers and kind of really flesh out all that different stuff that you're looking for. So that's very cool. I'm fully in support of the Cyber Month deals going on. Any final thoughts, Andrew? I know if we end up going out, are you gonna be practicing some karate moves in the garage, or you getting your elbows shined up, ready to throw down?
No, I'm just going to stand back and watch everybody else do that.
That's half the fun too. Merry Christmas, everyone. Get a bloody nose at Walmart at 3 a.m. It's part of the American dream.
Actually, usually if you go to 3 a.m., most of the crowds have dissipated, and it's you get to see the aftermath of everything.
Let me tell you, retail is hell this time of year, especially coming into work on actual Black Friday, like when you come into an early shift. Oh man, it is something to behold. I'm glad I at least got to experience it when, you know, earlier in my life, when my retail days, it was definitely something to see. But if you're going out, have fun, enjoy yourself. Like I said, if you're just going to go watch all the freaks throw down on Black Friday, it's still a worthwhile experience to say that you did it. Make it up a Christmas tradition. Take the kids. It's a lot of fun.
If they're old, it depends how old your kids are, because with our oldest being 4, I would not want to take him out with that.
Why? I feel like he could throw down. You just hold him out in front of you, and he just like kick and flail. That's the way to do it. He'll clear some space in those lines for you, Andrew. Put him to use. But if you are doing any fun stuff for Thanksgiving, have fun. Happy holidays. We'll be back after Thanksgiving with our normal bi-weekly show with another fun topic for you going into Christmas. And go out there and get yourself some deals. Get some smart home tech. Go listen to our June Home Automation Month episodes if you need help getting that stuff set up or want some more ideas of things that you can do with it. Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, and check us out at our website, datiopodcast.com, or go over to Facebook and search for Datio Podcast.
You can also interact with us on our new Discord server for the Gonna Geek Network. We've been both been hanging out there quite a bit. We'll talk to you again here in 2 weeks for the Datio Podcast. I am Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
Have a lovely Thanksgiving.